This is News Talk 97.3 Cairo FM. Paul Harris filling in for Dave Ross. And talking now with Frank Schaefer. Frank, for a long time, was one of the guys on the right, on the religious right. In fact, one of the leaders of the religious right. Wrote several evangelical books, as well as many others. But now has kind of done a 180 and has written a book called Crazy for God, How I Grew Up as One of the Elect, Helped Found the Religious Right, and Lived to Take All or Almost All of It Back. Frank says there are lessons that we can learn from what's going on in Iran right now. Frank, welcome to News Talk 97.3 Cairo FM.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
What are the lessons that we can learn from Iran?
Well, the big lesson we can learn, I guess, from my point of view, is to take seriously the fact that we have people in this country today who, having lost the last election because Barack Obama won, are saying the kind of things which, taken to the extreme, first of all, lead to violence, and secondly, do not really accept the democratic verdict of the American people any more than the mullahs in Iran have apparently accepted the latest election results there. In other words, we have in our own country our own version of the Taliban, and they come packaged as evangelical fundamentalists who shoot down abortion doctors from time to time, who make threats against other people who disagree with them, who call Barack Obama a non-American, a secret Muslim, a communist, a socialist. Basically, I think if you look at what's going on in this country right now, we're in no danger of becoming another Iran, but we kid ourselves when we don't admit the fact that we have religious extremists in this country who say things that tend toward violence, and they are backed up by certain groups in the media, such as Fox News, for instance, who continue to make this drumbeat of semi-true or false accusations against both Democrats, progressives, the president, and so forth. And so I just think we have a climate in which the religion wars, if you want to put it that way, or the culture wars, occasionally break into the open in hysterical talk, but also break into the open in actual violence. And so what I talk about in my book, Crazy for God, is really how this movement came to be and the part of my family in that. But I think the conclusion I draw is that it hasn't gone away and that the religious right lost in the last elections, but they're certainly very present in their extremists and they pose a real danger.
They had the ear of the president for 8 solid years with a born-again Christian in the White House in George W. Bush.
Right.
But have the past several months and the rise of Barack Obama and perhaps some progressives in the United States government marginalized and pushed these guys off to the fringe where they have little chance of re-rising, or do we always have that threat?
Well, you know, you're always a bullet away from history changing, and that's the hard, cruel fact of American history. We're a country awash in guns. It only takes a couple of people, and when you look, for instance, at the fact that, you know, we had somebody who was gunned down at a Holocaust museum, there's the doctor in Wichita that was shot, 3 police officers in Pittsburgh shot down by somebody driven by right-wing hate attacks. You know, this in no way is a conspiracy, and these are lone actors, but lone actors can do great damage. And if you look at this constant drumbeat of hate-filled rhetoric coming out of the right wing and so-called respectable news sources, not just Fox News, Rush Limbaugh, Ann Coulter, but all these evangelical blogs and other right-wing blogs, essentially what you have is a level of background noise out of which once in a while someone will flip out. That's, I think, our danger now. In the long term, however, I think there really is a struggle, both in this country and around the world, between extremist fundamentalist religion, whether it's in Islamic countries or here in America. And this is a story yet to be played out. And the part our family played that I talk about in Crazy for God was back in the 70s and 80s, when my dad, along with Dr. C. Everett Koop, who then became Reagan's Surgeon General, and I went on the road with a film series that essentially energized the evangelical base, got them into the pro-life movement, and we were the people who talked people like Dobson, Falwell, Pat Robertson, and others into joining this cause. And before that, evangelicals really weren't involved. And then the pro-life movement involved itself in the Republican Party, and that kind of mutated into the religious right. And the religious right took on all sorts of issues, from gay bashing to anti-immigrant causes, and now, you know, all this Tea Party stuff with anti-Obama rhetoric, and it just keeps changing. And, of course, I got out in the mid-'80s and write about the earlier period, but also in terms of today, see where the roots of this movement come from, but also I'm afraid where it's going to go. And I think where it's going to go is into more and more extreme rhetoric on one hand, occasionally spinning into violence on the other.
Are you apologizing, Frank, for your role in developing the religious right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when I looked at Dr. Tiller being shot down, and I think back, the trail leads very directly to me. People like C. Everett Koop, my father, Pat Robertson, those of us who were involved in essentially upping the ante on the abortion issue, taking it into the realm of trying to, first of all, change Roe v. Wade, and then denouncing the U.S. government as illegitimate. My dad wrote a book called A Christian Manifesto, where he compared the United States' attitude on abortion to Nazi Germany. There are people right now on the religious right who are complaining about Obama and saying he's going to be the next Hitler. I know this sounds so crazy that you'd think, oh, well, we don't have to pay attention.
No, it doesn't sound crazy to me because I know that it's going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's going on every day. Just, you know, look at if I shared my email traffic with you, the level of crazy stuff that I'm getting because I used to be in that movement and people are sending me all this because they read what I write in the Huffington Post or in my book, Crazy for God, whatever. It's just quite stunning, actually, because it's as if it's coming from another planet. It bears no relationship to reality, who, for instance, President Obama really is. But that said, if someone's living in an illusion and they act upon that illusion, then that has real consequences in history. And that's what I think we see coming down the pike, is some very extreme actors goaded on by this very irresponsible rhetoric on the part of the far right.
All right, well, then let me ask you about the Republican Party, which, you know, for years they talked about a big tent, but of course that tent has been getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Arlen Specter defected not too long ago and joined the Democrats. He is certainly going to be one of the most right-leaning of the Democratic Party at this time, but at least he's no longer a Republican. The tent for the GOP is getting smaller, and is it narrowing down to more and more of what you call these extremists?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you look at the leadership, if you look at Dick Cheney on one side going around arguing that torture was a good thing and helped America and that Obama's making us less safe because he won't torture our prisoners or keep them locked up without trials, you know, Rush Limbaugh saying he hopes the president will fail, and all these blogs and all this right-wing craziness going on as well, if that's the leadership and, you know, there's no room for a Colin Powell, for instance, which Dick Cheney said there's no room for him.
Right.
On the other hand, you know, what's left at the top looks so crazily extreme in itself that by the time you get down into the gutter, which is where, you know, rube, white, uneducated, hate-filled America tends to live these days when they go on the Republican side, you know, God only knows what is being hatched and what people are thinking. I mean, just remember back to after Obama was elected. These are the folks that were stocking up on guns and ammunition, convinced that he was going to be taking away their firearms. Well, what were they stocking up for? Well, it wasn't hunting. It was this crazy idea that, you know, sooner or later the United Nations or the communists or the Muslims or Mexicans, somebody's going to arrive and take away our stuff. And this material consumer culture, this sort of right-wing fever all meshes into this idea that that we've got this paranoid delusion that somehow we're always being attacked, that the other, the enemy, the Muslims, whoever it happens to be worrying us that day are always after us, and basically that our government is the enemy and has betrayed us. And when you really extrapolate that thought out and you realize that people like my father back in the 80s was already calling the U.S. government an equivalent of Hitler's Germany because of the abortion issue, it doesn't take much imagination to realize that what happened to Dr. Tiller is something that is going to repeat itself, and not just in the abortion issue, but also the political arena. And I don't think it's at all far-fetched to realize that this is on the horizon, and we can only hope and pray that these people fail and fail miserably. But the fact of the matter is, you know, the leadership itself is where the extreme fringe used to be in the Republican Party, and the extreme fringe is literally bordering on a kind of a Twilight Zone insanity now. And if you read their blogs and you look at the stuff they're saying about the president, it's genuinely terrifying, not because anything they say is true, but because what they say is so far-fetched and yet believed sincerely that you realize that no rational argument can reach these people.
Frank Schaefer's book is Crazy for God, How I Grew Up as One of the Elect, Helped Found the Religious Right, and Lived to Take All or Almost All of It Back. We'll talk some more after a quick break on News Talk 97.3 Cairo FM. Paul Harris doing the Dave Ross Show today on News Talk 97.3 Cairo FM, talking with Frank Schaefer, who is a founder of the religious right and then turned his back on it and hates what has happened to the Republican Party being taken over by the extremists. He writes about all this in his latest book called Crazy for God, How I Grew Up as One of the Elect, Helped Found the Religious Right, and Lived to Take All or Almost All of It Back. And his next book is Patience with God, Faith for People Who Don't Like Religion. Frank, in all of this commentary you're doing here on what has happened to the Republican Party and how we should watch out for religious extremism in our country and how we have to make sure that we don't turn into a theocracy as Iran is, where does Sarah Palin fit in?
Well, you know, Sarah Palin's a good example of everything that went wrong with the Republican Party. Let me backtrack here a second and just mention that in the year 2000, I worked for John McCain to try to get him elected over George Bush in the primaries. And one of the reasons I bailed from the Republican Party, I was already out of the religious right, I may say, from the mid-80s on. But one of the reasons I bailed from being a registered Republican was just the filth that the Bush folks dished up on McCain in 2000. And that was sort of the end for me in terms of ever voting Republican again, in terms of any party affiliation. I went independent. So, you know, to have McCain, who had been the brunt of the religious right's lies in 2000, reach out as a cowering kind of gesture to a far-right, charismatic, religious fanatic like Sarah Palin in order to throw a sop to the same religious right that did him in when he actually had a legitimate run at the presidency in 2000 just stunned me. If you look at Sarah Palin's associations, for instance, with her charismatic group she came out of, the Assemblies of God, this is the fringe. This is the lunatic fringe of the movement. These are the folks waiting for Jesus to come back, rapture everybody away, in the meantime supporting Christian Zionism, not because they love Jews, but because they love the idea of Israel becoming Armageddon and a battleground, the end times. These are the crazy folks, and this is who Sarah Palin comes out of when it comes to her Christianity, which she still holds. And then on the other side, you know, she's got affiliations and spoke twice for the Alaska secessionist group that basically wants to even leave the Union because they don't like America. So, you know, here we have the whole picture. Here is McCain, who basically sold out in order to try to kowtow to the religious right, without whom you can't get elected, because the Republican Party today is nothing but the dregs of the religious right on one hand and then the neoconservatives on the other. And Sarah Palin was this token gesture made by McCain toward those groups, and essentially what it meant was that we're looking at a situation where the Republican Party, in the form of John McCain, actually had to reach out to people who had actually destroyed his candidacy only a few years before. That's what it's come to.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. Those same advisors who forced him to have the big meeting with Reverend John Hagee, which he later had to renounce, and on and on and on. It is.
Well, and John Hagee's a great example. This is a guy who wrote a book proclaiming that Armageddon was on the way, that we have to defend Israel because Jerusalem is where all this is going to happen.
And McCain felt like he had to go and kiss his feet because the religious extremists in the party required it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's unbelievable.
And then on the other hand, McCain, you know, was in a way kissing the feet of the neoconservatives by backing the Iraq War, when he knew in the early stages that this was a misbegotten adventure, but he had to just toe the line. And, you know, essentially this is it. I mean, you either have to toe the neoconservative line, which means you can never meet a war you don't like, on one hand. And I say that, by the way, as a father of a son who served in the United States Marine Corps, fought twice in Afghanistan, once in Iraq. Very proud of my son's service, even though I disagreed with the Iraq War heartily. But, you know, nevertheless, you know, I can never be portrayed as someone who's, you know, knee-jerk anti-military. But when I look at Bush's leadership of our military and the way he contributed to its being overstressed and putting us in the wrong wars and the deaths and all the rest of it, the fact that McCain went along with any of this is just shocking.
Frank has written terrific books, stirring books, about his son's military life and his life as a father of a military guy. His latest book is called Crazy for God, How I Grew Up as One of the Elect, Helped Found the Religious Right, and Lived to Take All or Almost All of It Back. Frank Schaefer, thanks. It's always a great pleasure talking to you.
Thanks a lot for having me on.
I'm Paul Harris. This is the Dave Ross Show on Cairo FM.